USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller is all set to go before two House committees, but he's not expected to stray away from what he said in his lengthy report on the Russia investigation. When he was asked before, he said this.
The report is my testimony.
The Justice Department is giving him cover, telling him in a letter to stick to the report's contents. They also wrote that he shouldn't discuss redacted material, including information about uncharged third parties and executive privilege. The letter provides Mueller a formal directive he can cite if he gets questions that he doesn't think he should answer. In his only statement after being appointed special counsel, Mueller said he would not go beyond the report if he testified. The Justice Department's letter was in response to his request for guidance about limits on his upcoming testimony. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
FBI Director Chris Wray tells the Senate Judiciary Committee he won't comment on Mueller's investigation. In his testimony, he focused on national security and economic espionage threats. He tells the committee chairman, Lindsey Graham, about the two biggest threats to the United States.
There is no country that poses a more severe counterintelligence threat to this country right now than China.
And I say, saying a lot.
That is saying a lot. And I don't say it lightly.
Who would be second?
Probably Russia.
The Washington Post is reporting that the Federal Trade Commission will allege that Facebook misled users about its privacy practices as part of an expected settlement. Facebook is accused of deceiving consumers about why it needed their phone numbers. Stocks were up on Wall Street. The Dow was up 177 points, the S&P 500 up 20, and the NASDAQ up 47. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorney General William Barr says the U.S. remains vulnerable to growing cyber threats. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Speaking in New York City, he insisted that enhancing cybersecurity is a national imperative, though he says there must always be a balance between privacy rights and investigating crimes.
The Fourth Amendment strikes a balance between the individual citizen's interest and the general public's interest in subjecting possible criminal activity to investigation.
Barr is saying law enforcement agencies need better tools to break the encryption codes of suspected criminal enterprises, from international drug cartels to terrorist organizations. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People who love airplanes are gathering in Wisconsin. USA's Tim Berg explains.
The world's largest general aviation gathering got underway in Oshkosh, Wisconsin on Monday. The 67th Annual Experimental Aircraft Association's fly-in continues through Sunday. Retired Air Force Jerry Jive Kirby is taking part in some of the festivities and flyovers. He tells Fox News what you can expect.
We're part of a demonstration team called Trojan Thunder. We're six ship. We do aerobatics and passes and about 12 minutes of basically just looking at a piece of history here. These airplanes were in service from 49.
These were trainers.
And also did some counterinsurgency ops, Vietnam prominent airplane.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.